Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. So happy to have you with us today. Certainly glad you decided to stop by and stay a while. That's what we welcome. Today, the topic is Beyond the Scandal. And yes, and that scandal we're talking about is the popular ABC TV show. It is all the rage, has everybody all over the social networks tweeting and Facebooking every Thursday night. So we're talking about Beyond the Scandal today, and we'd love to hear your feedback on that. Reach out to us at 855-454-5905. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Bacon, and here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Tiffany. Good morning to you, and good morning to all our friends who are listening, whether you're listening online or in one of our cities, Philadelphia, Charlotte, or the surrounding areas. And as always, we want to begin with a word of prayer. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father and God, we are so grateful, God, that you help us to have guidance and direction through your word, Father. And although we may be following you, Father, and following your scriptures, no one, not one of us, is immune to the challenges of life, the scandals that Satan tries to set us up for, God. But I do pray that we would have the spirit and the understanding of hope through your word. Please give me wisdom and guidance to give advice and help those who are looking for some answers. Father, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as always, we hope and pray that today's program will enrich, empower, and encourage you towards having a great relationship. And so our theme scripture for today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 5. So I'll read a little bit of this here. It said, it is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and a kind that even pagans do not tolerate. A man is sleeping with his father's wife, and you are proud? Shouldn't you rather have gone in mourning and have put out of your fellowship the man who has been doing this? For my part, even though I am not physically present, I am with you in spirit as one who is present with you in this way. I have already passed judgment in the name of our Lord Jesus on the one who has been doing this. And, you know, for all those who may not be aware, you know, this is an actual passage, a true story of something that happened in the church. This was the church in Corinth, and they had a situation where a man slept with his stepmother. There was a case of incest, and it was scandalous. It happened in the church. So, you know, it seems like we sometimes think, okay, if we follow God, if we're in the right place and we're in the church, you know, we're immune to this. But the reality is many of us can share. We've had either scandals in our relationship, in our marriages, or maybe are going through it right now, or are afraid. If you're single or just newly married, you're afraid of what can possibly happen when people set their eyes away from God. And so we want to hear from you. We want to have a conversation about this. As Tiffany mentioned, we talked about that incredibly popular show, Scandal, and we'll talk a little bit more about this in just a minute, but we want to give you the numbers so you can call in and have a conversation as we discuss Beyond the Scandal.
That's right, and the number is 855-454-5905.
All right, so you might be going through something right now. Let me ask you, Tiffany, you say you are a huge fan of the show.
Yes.
And so, you know, it I don't want to give it all away for those who probably want to watch it or haven't watched it. But in essence, there's a woman, the main character, right, Olivia Pope. And she is a person that fixes a lot of problems, any scandals that can happen, whether they're in the White House or in D.C., you know, in the surrounding area. And if there's something that can be a huge scandal, she's kind of put out fires, I guess. That's her job. But she herself is in an affair with the president. And why do you think there's so much hype and I guess excitement around this show?
You know, what's so interesting, and my girlfriends and I at work talk about this, because I can say for myself, I haven't been excited about television in years, which is sad because, you know, television was my best friend. But there was nothing out there that was really exciting me, making me want to watch. Part of it is the storytelling. Shonda Rhimes, the creator of the show, and her team of writers, as well as the production team, seem to have put together an interesting formula of the way that it's shot, edited, and the storylines that are so deeply interwoven and well told that it leaves you like wanting more. It leaves you waiting to see the next thing. So I know for myself, because a bunch of my friends are artists like me, actors or directors or performers in some way. So we appreciate a great story, and it is a great story. It's the way it's told. One of the other conversations that we have at my day job is that in the beginning, you were feeling like, I don't know how I feel about this whole, she's having an affair with the president. I appreciate what's happening in terms of like how the story is being told and that I don't know what's coming next. I love that. But I'm not loving that she's having an affair. One of the things that we all kind of came to an agreement on is that, you know, we are over the affair. We want that to just like kind of go away. But we don't want the story to go away, because one of the things I think that's interesting is that it doesn't to me seem like the show glorifies the affair, because you see
the consequences. Turmoil. Absolutely.
You see that not just the consequence, but that there is turmoil within Olivia Pope in particular.
I think you're right, because there's no peace. I mean, there is no peace when you have that. And, you know, interestingly enough, for those who might really be opposed, we're not saying you need to watch this show. We're not promoting it in any way, shape, or form. But one thing we do want to do is we want to make a parallel, because even in the Bible, in the scriptures, there are many scandals going on. David and Bathsheba, for example, you know, the list goes on and on of affairs and scandals. And you know, this is real life. And we like to have real conversation here on Marriage Beyond the Vows. Again, if you haven't yet called in, we want to hear from you. My name is Marcos Mercado. I'm your host. And here's Tiffany Bacon with me, who's going to give you the number right now.
It's 855-454-5905. And I think it's good whether or not we're so much promoting the show or just it is the thing. Like, you can't look at Facebook on a Thursday night and not see a post about scandal. It is really caught the country by storm. But it does make you talk about stuff like this, in that often you don't see the side of the scandal that shows real human regret and pain and, oh, this is horrible, this is wrong, what do I do? You don't often see that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good that you do see that, because that's what happens. And it needs to be discussed.
Well, let's bring it to real life here. You know, we are discussing here our Marriage Beyond the Vows. We're not necessarily discussing the topic of scandal, and we're going to take a break in just a quick moment. But, Tiffany, a question for you. As a single person, as a single woman, wanting to have a relationship, are you fearful of what you hear and see around you, that perhaps you would end up in a relationship where your husband might be unfaithful or you will fall out of love? I mean, are those fears real for you?
There's a lot of things that are real for me that are concerns. That would be one. But it's just, I think it's really just being able to feel confident in discernment and confident in my growth as a person, and whatever issues I had before that may have hindered a relationship or caused the relationship to break up or caused me not to get into a relationship that could have been nice, that I have grown past it and don't bring those other things into a new situation, and that
hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to actually talk more about Tiffany, and we're also going to hear from you and some other callers who have something to say as well, you know, pertaining to scandals in their life or fear of scandals in their life.
All right. So all you have to do to be a part of the conversation is call us at 855-454-5905. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows. We'll be right back after this.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise. very good morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are talking today about Beyond the Scandal here on Marriage Beyond the Vows. So we're welcoming your phone calls at this time at 855-454-5905. So, Marcos, you were going to say something right before the break. I have to say, I can't remember what it was.
But No. Actually, I cut you off. I cut you off as you were actually opening up about some of the fears, and you were talking about even just having that discernment to want to make the right decisions. I mean, even the person you end up with. I mean, it is a scary thing. I mean, there is no guarantee. Something that I've learned, and even quite recently, realizing that, you know, there are over 1,500 internet and companies in the United States that would set you up. You know, it's easy to find love, but it's so challenging, so difficult to find a guarantee of that love. I mean, you don't find that anywhere. Even in the Bible, God doesn't promise that if you trust him and get married, that it's all going to work out. Now, God's love won't go anywhere, and God is always protecting us and watching over us, but we have choices that we can make. And the reality is, you know, especially here on the show, we hear from you so much from our listening audience. A lot of us, you know, we know there are red flags and we ignore them. We allow our emotions to take over. And then we look back and we're like, whoa, I wish I would have done. And you can't live on wishing I would have, should have, could have. You know, you really have to make the decisions now. And then also realizing that God can fix any situation. You know, going back to talking about the show Scandal, you know, Olivia Pope is the one that fixes, or supposed to be the fixer of everything. But there's no real fixing when you're covering things up. The true fixing is dealing with the issue, dealing with the problem. And we know from a biblical perspective, you know, there are ways that you can deal with, you know, hiding sin, not being open and honest with your spouse, wondering, having question marks in your relationship, not having true trust, not really forgiving. All those things will bring challenges in your marriage. And you know, and consequently, a lot of those marriages do fail because they're not built on a solid foundation.
Right. And that's important to think about. And as a single person, there's so much to think about. And I've noticed that it changes with the year that you, you know, the age that you are. What decade are you in? Are you single in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s? Are you single and never married? Single and married before? Single and in a bad situation? So it is a definite, I'm choosing to be single because this last situation took so much out of me. I don't have the energy to put it into anyone else at this time, and probably not any time in the near future. So, you know, the single question really has a variety of answers. And I believe that the older that I get, I just have more. I don't know. It becomes almost the situation of, well, Lord, I don't know what you got going on for me. But I feel like I'm building some more issues that I'm losing the longer that I'm single. So there's some issues that I have to deal with just on the single part.
Okay.
Just on being single can create its own issues if you're not settled on it.
Okay, so you're saying just even having an issue with being single and content, or single and ready to move on? I mean, I'm trying to get clarity.
Well, just the idea of not being content. If you are single and not content with your singleness, in that you feel like it is either some sort of punishment or that there is something intrinsically wrong with you, which is the reason why you're single, then it's going to create more issues than it will solve.
You know, interestingly enough, we have got a couple of weddings today, and right after this, I'm heading to a wedding, and it's really encouraging because they're older; they're in their 40s.
Awesome.
He had a previous relationship, has a teenage child, she's never been married. Mm-hmm. She was single, part of a church for many, many years. He gets his life right with God, sees her. He's like, I can't believe no one snatched this woman up. I can't believe it, you know. And I'll share a little bit more about them later. But the reality is, you know, God has someone for you. It's just his timing. And we just have to have our hearts and our minds open and realize that and understand that as well.
And that is very true. And sometimes it's a process to get to that, you know, saying I'm working on God's timing. It sounds great. It sounds wonderful. It's great to hear my pastor say it in the pulpit on Sunday. But when you get to those moments where you're still struggling with self and saying, Lord, is this about your timing or is this about something is wrong
with
me?
Like what am I not doing that you're not blessing me because I'm waiting for that blessing? All right. Well, I think Sheila, who's on the phone, I believe she's in line one, has a similar question that she's asking about being single and content and is afraid of starting a relationship. So let's get her on right now. Okay. Sheila from the Philadelphia area. Welcome. You're live in the air with Praise.
Good morning.
Good morning and blessings to both of you. First of all, I am a fan of Scandal, and I am against the scandal that she's having with the president. And one of the reasons is because I know what it's like to be on that side of the fence. That's the first thing. Second thing is I have been divorced for the last 20 years, and I was married twice, once much too young, and the second time because I just figured that the man needed me. Being single now, I'm really afraid of getting involved with somebody. And I think that's because of how I see other people's relationships, how I see men cheat on women, and women cheat on men. And I firmly believe that God has somebody out there for me, but I don't know if I'm blocking that or not. I have a friend that I've had for the last 35 years, and we go out every other weekend to the movie. But I'm even scared of getting too close with him. Okay.
So let me get this straight. So you've had two marriages that obviously did not work out. In one of those situations, it sounded like you started to say that he was having an affair. You were kind of relating to that scandal of what was going on in terms of the TV show and just the fact that, you know, the main actress in the TV show is having an affair with the president and, you know, kind of relating to that. So you had your marriage, not the first one where you were very young, but later on maybe really set your heart on that relationship and he had an affair?
Yes.
Okay. So is that what is causing you fear now? I mean, what exactly are you afraid of in terms of having a relationship?
I'm afraid of making the wrong choice and not following God's need, but my own need to want to be in relationship with somebody.
Okay. All right. Well, and I think that's fair. And Sheila, let me just say a couple of things. Number one, you know, God made us to have a desire and a void in our hearts that even he himself doesn't fulfill. And I know for some people, and I hear this a lot, especially from singles saying, well, you know, God should be enough. Of course, God is enough for so much. But even when he created Adam, he said it wasn't good for him to be alone. And that not being good meant that something was incomplete. It wasn't that he made a mistake and Adam came out deformed or defective. Mm-hmm. He said it's just everybody else had a helper, had somebody to lean on, and Adam didn't. But Adam had God, and he could have said, okay, that's enough. But however, he felt physically and even emotionally, you know, there was a desire there, a need that only a woman can meet. And I think that it's very biblical, and we're not, you know, making this up, where there is not every single person. I had someone ask on Facebook, I think yesterday, they're like, do you believe everybody needs to be married? No, there are exceptions. And Paul himself shares about, you know, not everybody has the gift. And he also says it's better to marry than to burn with passion. Mm-hmm. However, you got to understand that there are choices that we're allowed to make. And I think some people believe that there's only like one soulmate. I don't personally believe that. I don't see that in the Bible. I believe that God knows what we need and what we want, and he makes it clear for us to choose. And so the only thing I would say, Sheila, is the Bible teaches about many times in the book of Proverbs, having many advisors, having godly counsel makes victory sure. Meaning that if you are moving forward, especially, let's say, as this friend that you've had for many, many years, You know, what do the people say that are in your corner that want what's best for you, who are spiritual, you know, do they feel like it's a good idea? Do they have concerns? I mean, getting that godly advice before you just follow your heart, because I believe that's where people make the mistake. They follow their heart, their emotions, but they ignore all the signs and the people that love them who are trying to tell them otherwise.
I'm pretty quiet about how I feel and my relationship with this man.
Okay.
It's not a sexual relationship. It's just that I know that he cares about me. He watched my children grow up. He cares about my children. And I care about him, but I just have this fear of having a relationship with somebody. I don't want to get into something that's going to turn out ugly, because I guess I haven't let go of the ugly that I've had in the past.
And you know what? This man is not one of your ex-husbands. He's not someone who's shown you, unless you've seen him. I mean, you know him long enough to know if he's a faithful man, if he's a spiritual man, if he is someone that you can trust. And there, again, I said this earlier, there is no guarantee, but I would encourage you. I'm not saying you have to let the whole world know right away, but your close friends, maybe, you know, if you attend the church, you know, the spiritual mature couples in that church, the pastor or the people who, you know, have great marriages that you can see, going to them and saying, listen, you know, I had a couple recently, ask me, and I'm getting with them, I believe, this week. They asked if I do, they know I do premarital counseling, but they asked if I did pre-engagement counseling. And there really is no such thing, right? There's premarital counseling. You're either married or not married. Whether you're engaged or not, you're pretty much on the same boat, right? You're counting the cost. You've not made that decision yet. And so it's good to kind of put all the cards on the table, if you would, and make those decisions, but you need some objective advice. You can't just do that on your own, because you're, even in this case, your fears are holding you back from possibly having a very fulfilling marriage that might be a gift from God because of what's happened in the past.
That makes sense. I'm in therapy, and my therapist talks to me about it, and she thinks that the man is a good man, and maybe that's something that I should consider. And we've talked about my fears about the past.
Okay.
I just struggle to get over my fears.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the struggle. Just keep this in mind. It's not a sin if you decide not to get married, but if you are allowing the fear to control you, then that's not faith. That's not trusting God. And so you got to let go if it's because of fear. Now, if it's a different reason, but it sounds like to me that for you, you're being held back by this fear that is not God's will, that is not how God works in our lives. I mean, that's not even the fear that he talks about when he says that we should have the fear of God. That's a different fear. That's the fear of failure. That's the fear of, you know, things repeating themselves, that it's not what God wants for your life. So, Sheila, I just want to encourage you, take a leap of faith. See what God does. Open up your relationship to people that you love and trust, and see what they have to say as well.
Okay.
All right, Sheila, we thank you so much for your call this morning.
And I thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, now. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station, and we're talking about Beyond the Scandal. We're awaiting your call at 855-454-5905.
And we're going to visit Facebook in just a little bit. So if you haven't done that already and you want to chime in and give your questions or comments or anything else you want to share, we invite you to go to Facebook.com, go to Beyond the Vows, and get in on the conversation. Also, we do want to hear from you. Like Tiffany just gave out the number, 855-454-5905. We are talking about Beyond the Scandal and the fact that many have had scandals in their relationship, or perhaps are going through one right now, or are simply just afraid of what can happen. If you're single, maybe divorced, or maybe you have had many failed relationships, and you're like, listen, I don't know if I want to move forward. Sheila just called in and was sharing about how, you know, she has this great man in her life, but she can't seem to let go of the past and the fact that she's had two failed marriages. But the fear is holding her back from what she truly desires, which is a companionship that's blessed by God. So if you're in that same boat, go ahead and give us a call, 855-454-5905. And we're not saying that we're promoting the show Scandal, but in a little bit, we're going to hear from a good friend of ours and a marriage and family therapist, George James, who actually recently published an article based on Scandal as well. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of talk about this, and whether you're for it, you're against it, you don't agree. I think we just got a post on Facebook, someone saying, I tried watching it, couldn't get into it, I'm not a fan of the show. That's fine. And we're not saying that you need to be, but remember this, the Bible is filled with scandals, and many of those scandals had to do with relationships and affairs and family life. And so we want to hear from you. We want to direct you, give you a biblical perspective on what might be going on in your life in terms of scandals. And this could be affairs. This could be deceit going on, even drug abuse and physical abuse and different things that go on. Perhaps nobody knows, or you don't know how to get out of the situation. We want to give you some wisdom from the Word of God.
And the number is 855-454-5905.
Now, so you had mentioned, Tiffany, that you and a few friends initially felt really, I don't know if the word was uncomfortable, but, you know, you had strong feelings about when you were watching this show, the fact that there was an affair going on with the mm-hmm. president. Mm-hmm. And now it's a little different.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be really honest, the thing that was captivating was, even though it was wrong, the level of passion that was displayed. And every woman wants to have passion in her life. It's kind of like, oh, my goodness, if there is no passion ever, it's just like, ugh. And you would hope that if you're in a relationship that exists at some point.
I'm glad you said that, though, because, you know, the reality is, you know, it seems like especially Hollywood and television and the media portrays affairs as being passionate, but marriages that are healthy and good usually seem like they're bland. You know, I mean, that at least I'm not saying that's the reality. It's that's what they portray.
Right.
And we can buy into that easily. We're going to go back to the phone lines. I believe we have Gina, who is wanting to comment on our previous caller, Sheila, who was mentioning in terms of being afraid. And Gina's calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Gina, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
First of all, I'd like to say good morning to you, you guys, because
thank
we
you.
Listen to you every Saturday morning.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much, Gina. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for being a fan of Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment on Sheila's thing. I just wanted to encourage her to let her know that, you know, a lot of people have situations that have happened in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And if we live on yesterday, we will die tomorrow. But if we just trust God, like you told her, you have to walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
I was married. I'm married now for the second time. But I was married once before. I was abused.
Mm.
And the person that I'm married to now, we lived together for 10 years.
Mm.
And we got saved. The Lord saved us. But what happened was, I wanted to join the choir, and the Lord told me, you're not living holy, so you can't do that. And I portrayed that to my mate, and we set up a date, and we got married. But the thing was, once I did walk down that aisle, because of what had happened in the past, I was scared. But I knew this was God, but I still was scared. But all kept coming to me was, you walk by faith and not by sight. You don't allow, you know, the things that happened in the past or the things that the enemy has allowed to happen to you or you've allowed to happen to you.
Gina, I have a question. I have a question for you, and yes. I appreciate you calling in. So you knew that this was wrong, and God was obviously speaking to your spirit. Now, in one way, you didn't have a relationship with God. You weren't a Christian at one point, and so you just lived together. It was convenient. It was easy. There was no real commitment there. But then you said you got saved. You saw what God was calling you to do, and you're like, wait a minute, I can't live this way. This is sinful.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
So what you felt like was the difference between what you were already doing, which was living with this man, and
right.
actually making that commitment to say, I do, to make that make those vows before God, before people. What was so difficult or challenging about doing that at the time? What was it?
Well, really, at the time, I was not saved yet. Within those 10 years, I was not saved. I knew the Lord, but I didn't have a relationship with the Lord. And like I'll say, about in the ninth year of our relationship, it was when I started to go into church and get to know the Lord and have a relationship with Him. Mm-hmm. And it's just, the more you read and the more you pray, God will reveal things. He's not a God who's going to slap you over the head.
No, we get that. But I'm talking about, you still said that although you knew it was the right thing, you were very fearful. It was scary.
Oh, when I went down the aisle as I was getting married, I was scared because I knew of what happened to me in the past. It's something, it's like once fear takes over, it's a walking by faith thing. You have to trust God. He's the only one who can deliver us from things that have happened to us in the past or bad things that have happened to us, extremely bad things. But the flesh is still the way that it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the spirit, yes, I knew this was what I was supposed to do.
So what helped you to overcome that fear and say, okay, I need to do this?
The Word of God.
Amen. Was there any scripture in particular that really helped you that perhaps can help Sheila or others who are going through that struggle right now?
Well, I can't remember if it was, but I know that walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm.
Walk by faith and not by sight. And also the 23rd Psalm. Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I had to stay right there. I couldn't even go to the next sentence.
Excellent. And, you know, for me, I want to give you this passage as well, and for all those who are listening, 1 John 4:18, it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear.
Yes.
All right. Well, Gina, we thank you so much for calling in this morning and wanting to encourage Sheila and all those who are in a similar situation. Congratulations on your marriage, and I hope and pray that you continue to grow in the Lord.
23 years.
Amen. 23 years. Well, God bless you.
Praise His holy name. Have a blessed day.
All right.
You too.
Do
the same.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Charlotte, or stay in Charlotte, rather, and speak to Jennifer on line 3. Jennifer, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Great. What's your comment or question?
Well, I just wanted to say this is my first time tuning in to you all, and the timing is very appropriate. Last night, I was deep in prayer about just what you had mentioned, reconciling. Walking in faith, and your last caller said something very profound, which is, you know, walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
Have trust in God versus making sure that I'm doing everything that I can to put myself out there to meet somebody. So I just want to say thank you for your thoughts and for your honesty and sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, How can that be reconciled spiritually and biblically? Is it just something where you walk by faith and by sight, and I keep being who I am and trust, or how do you know that you're doing what you can do?
You know what I think, Jennifer. We do live in a society where we pride ourselves in being sophisticated and being smart and being, better than any of our ancestors in so many ways, right? However, we have more failure than they have when it comes to relationships. I said this earlier, we have so many options to find love. It's not hard to find love today, but no one equips you, it seems like, to have a relationship that lasts forever. And there are a lot of reasons for that. I think number one, you know, when we are raised in homes that are not healthy, we don't see healthy marriages. We're not really given or nurtured the way we need to be. We end up wanting someone else to fulfill and kind of fill those voids. And the other people whoever we end up with have issues themselves. And so now you have two people who are very imperfect, who probably didn't grow up in great households, trying to expect the other person to meet all those needs that weren't really met at home. And so what happens is, what I've learned is that the more we get grounded, the more we are grounded with our relationship with God, then we're able to go into a relationship and not necessarily expect that other person to fill all those voids. And so I see the relationships that are hurting the most or that struggle the most are the ones that put that other person on a pedestal, like what you know, fairy tales do. They say, you know, you're going to meet that Prince Charming who's going to swipe you off your feet and you're going to live happily ever after. And the truth is you don't live happily ever after. The truth is if those fairy tales would keep going, that couple would have an argument. And Prince Charming and Cinderella or whatever other princes will have some kind of fight. And so that's reality. But we still have some expectation of thinking, well, if that's how it's going to be, it's going to be perfect. No, you're going to marry someone very imperfect. But if you are sober and understanding of who you're marrying and you make a conscious decision that you're not there to fulfill every need, God is going to fill some of those needs. But you are going to grow together and you're going to learn together. And so I just want to encourage you that, yes, it is faith, but the faith really is on what God already tells us that, you know, no man, no person can take his place. And so when you find someone, the Bible even says that two should be better than one. And so you can help one another. I tell you, the way I wasn't even looking for my wife when I found my wife. And what I realized with her is that she helped me to be a better man, a better husband, even before I was a husband, I knew I was going to be better because of her. And I have many stories that I can share, and I'll share one really quickly, if you don't mind, Jennifer. I was in a previous relationship years before. I had a few previous relationships, and, you know, and I'm talking about serious relationships where I was considering, all right, is this the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with or not? And because I was a Christian, I had pure relationships. But this one relationship I remember, the woman was not very spiritual. Now, thank God, I think she still has a great walk with God, and she ended up marrying the perfect person for her. But for me, what I needed someone that was going to challenge my faith, that would be very respectful, but would challenge my faith. And I remember exactly that I was going through a conflict, and I shared it with her. This was a conflict that I was having with my mentor, the person training me in pastoring, training me in the ministry. And I had a conflict, and I shared it with this individual, this woman I was dating. And she totally tried to encourage me, but totally took my side in the whole issue. And it didn't dawn on me, but she was like, oh, that's just wrong. I can't believe he did that. You know, poor you, that kind of thing. And it wasn't until years later that I was dating my wife that I had a similar situation. And my wife, Amaryllis, who was not my wife at the time, I shared with her a similar challenge that I was having. And she said, oh, no, you need to get resolved. This is not good. This is not godly. You know, look, I know you want to drive me home, but right now I think you need to drive to this person's house. And you and this brother need to get resolved because that's not good. And then it clicked on me. I said, that's what I need. I need someone that's going to hold me accountable, that's going to love me enough to tell me the truth, and is not just going to follow wherever I want to go. So I hope that helps you to understand that, you know, you need someone that's going to strengthen your walk with God, not weaken your walk with God. Jennifer?
No, I'm sorry. I was nodding my head, but you can't see that.
No, I can't see you nodding your head. I'm like, you can mention the nodding of your head. That's great. Thank you so much. But I hope that helps you, Jennifer, because you know what? It is scary, especially when we see so many relationships around us failing and realizing, you know what? God does have something for you. And like I told our previous caller, you know, with many advisors, victory is sure. Mm-hmm.
And what you said is actually pretty on point, because I think one perception or perspective I've had is the man to be the stronger tie to God in the family unit.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that I don't have something to contribute as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I can. Thank you. Yeah.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. And we appreciate Jennifer. And call us in. You meet that special someone or you want some more advice, just go ahead and give us a call right back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, God bless. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Let's come back up the turnpike a little bit and stay in Philly, our hometown, for a minute and speak with John on line 4. John, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Oh,
how are you?
Great, John. So share with us. We're talking about the topic of beyond the scandal or the marriage scandal. What's going on with you right now?
Well, right now with me, I'm in love with a friend that I've known for almost 20 years.
Okay.
We've had an on and off relationship. We've been going 2 years strong, a little over 2 years strong now. But the issue with me is that let me say first that I've been married twice.
Okay.
And I've been divorced twice. And you know, me and her have been friends for a long time, for almost two decades. But she's still in a relationship with someone that's very sick and that she has to take care of. And I believe right now that I'm having issues with dealing with that. I was patient at one point, and now it's like I'm thinking about, you know, what happened in my previous marriage. Let's just say my last marriage first, because I had to share my wife's heart with another man.
Okay.
And I'm having trouble with that again. And what it's causing me to do now is causing me to have trust issues. It's like it's causing me to have trust issues.
So, John, let me interject, yes, if you don't mind. I'm sorry for that. Let me get this straight. So you were married twice, divorced twice. Now you're in a relationship. Is she married to someone else?
No, she's not married to him.
Oh, okay. So, and why is she taking care of him?
Because he has no one else there.
I know, but she's not his wife. I mean, what is she? I mean, explain a little more. Is this someone she had a relationship with and never got married to, but now feels...
Yes, this is somebody that she's been in a relationship with and never got married to.
Now, what I don't understand, John, is, but she's choosing that relationship over your relationship. So why would you even want to be with someone who is not putting your relationship first?
Right.
You know, it's interesting, John, but it gets very complicated when we don't trust God. You know, God talks about being married or not being married, right? There's no gray area. Even we came up with, you know, this is a new concept for us. It's a Western concept of dating, but it's not, most of the world, even a lot of the world, doesn't necessarily date. But we say, oh, that's my girlfriend or that's my fiance. And, you know, that is biblical, right? You can be engaged to be married to someone. But really, there is no such thing as, okay, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, so we're committed to each other.
Right.
I think commitment is good, but, you know, here she is. She was in a relationship with someone. It got complicated because it's not being done God's way. And now she feels like, can I leave this person? Number one, she has no real commitment to him except an emotional one. But she's choosing this first. What I don't understand, John, and I'm concerned at hearing you, is like, where is your confidence as a man saying, you know, you deserve someone who is going to love God and love you? Because this woman, by her actions, is saying, hey, I love you, but I have someone else, and I have someone else to take care of. Do you realize that even God himself, when he calls us to be his disciples, says, let the dead bury their own dead? Mm-hmm. Meaning that he says, you know, no one should get in the way. And it's to be the same way with you. If this is someone you're going to spend the rest of your life with, no one should get in the way.
Right.
And I know it might sound heartless, but it almost sounds like her heart is committed somewhere else before being with you. It's just convenient to be with you.
Yeah.
And John, I want you to hold. We're going to take a brief break, but I do have another question I want to ask you, and I want to get into the conversation, because I believe that this is where some of the scandal begins.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about it, but I do want you to please hold. We're coming right back and talk about something pretty deep in here. Okay.
All right. So while you're holding on the line, we want you not to touch that dial. We don't want you to miss anything that we're talking about this morning. You are listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. You can be a part of the conversation by dialing 855-454-5905. Stay with us. More conversation continues next.